Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Boston preparing for the return of college students to the area. A warning if you get a package of mystery seeds in the mail. And did you ever think you'd hear the words Emmy-nominated Tiger King? Melissa has the juice coming up.
Rihanna, very loyal to her friend Megan Thee Stallion. Find out what lengths she's gone to protect her since the shooting.
Leroy has your sport.
Yeah, maybe canceling the NFL season isn't a bad idea after all.
But first, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh working with local colleges and universities to get ready for the return of students to campuses. He says he's concerned about the thousands of people coming to the city, especially from areas around the country that are experiencing recent surges in COVID-19 cases. About 60% of undergraduates in the Boston area are from other states. Walsh will be meeting with college presidents this week. Officials are issuing a warning in Massachusetts if you receive a mystery package from China full of seeds. So the state's Department of Agriculture says they don't know what type of seeds are in the packages. And if you receive them, I know you're tempted. Don't open it. Don't plant the seeds. Don't throw it away, even if the package has been open. They also want you to report the delivery so investigators can get information. And if you do get a package, you can fill out a form at mass.gov. Someone from the Department of Agriculture will get back to you.
Why? So. They're not telling you. Can't tell you. Can't tell me all that and then not tell me why. Why? 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 Sway? Why? Why can't I plant those seeds?
Well, one thing I saw said that there, if you planted it, you don't, because you don't know what it is, it could spread some like poisonous weeds or something.
Yes.
So you don't know what it might.
I heard something about it's poisonous to livestock.
Okay, I don't live on a farm. I just want to know, what if I plant it in a flower pot or something of that nature? You know what I mean? Instead of planting it in the ground.
I would not do that.
Why risk it? Jeez. Eat that
because
boy?
They're seeds sent to me from my friends in China. How could I disrespect them and not plant them?
Well, most likely they're saying that it's it could be what's called a brushing scam.
Okay.
I guess where you get unsolicited items from a seller who posts fake customer reviews to boost their sales.
Oh,
so they're thinking that's what it might be.
So but, that means that they're sending me something nice.
Listen,
why would I
plant the seeds?
Don't send me the seeds because I can't guarantee that I won't.
Oh my God.
And the nominees are out for this year's Primetime Emmy Awards, and Netflix dominated with 160 nominations. That's a new record high for one network in a single year. The previous record was 137 by HBO last year. As far as shows, HBO's Watchmen had the most nods with 26, followed by The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Ozark, and Succession. Words I never thought I would say. Emmy-nominated Tiger King. The show is in the documentary category, going up against American Masters, McMillions, The Last Dance, and Hillary. So might be a tough category for you all.
The Last Dance or Tiger King.
No, but you didn't see McMillions, though. McMillions was really good.
That's about the scam, right? The Monopoly scam?
The McDonald's Monopoly scam. That was good.
I haven't seen any of them. But I will give a shout out to Insecure.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Oh,
yes. Picked up 8 nominations, including Outstanding Comedy Series. Also, Best Actress for Issa Rae and Supporting Actress for Yvonne Orji.
Yvonne
Emmy Award.
Orji? That's her last name?
Yeah.
I've had some kinky sex.
That's
the Emmy Awards will be held on September 20th on ABC, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Can't just walk over that pebble. Yvonne Orji?
True.
It's not spelled the same.
But it's pronounced the same.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Kanye West is getting super serious about his bid for the White House. He's growing his campaign staff by the day. Word is he's hired a crack team of political advisors to help him navigate how to get on the ballot in more states. Their main objective right now is gathering enough signatures to get Kanye on the ballot in each of the remaining states, and it's working, as he submitted the 800 signatures needed to get in the ballot in New Jersey. 800. I feel like any one of us could get 800 signatures tomorrow. I don't understand how it's... I feel like it should be more. Because other states, it was 10,000.
Yeah.
New Jersey, it's 800. So if there's no objections by the end of the month, Kanye gets a spot on the ballot. His next
goal... I object.
Goal, West Virginia and New York. There you go. One versus battle we know will not be happening. Bow Wow versus anyone. Bow Wow responded to a fan who tweeted they wanted him to battle Soulja Boy. I think I would actually want to see that.
Yep.
He responded, not going to happen. And then another fan asked, well, who would you battle or do you just not want to? And he fired back saying, I don't want to. Well, Timberland saw that exchange and commented on Instagram, he probably doesn't even have 20 in the bag.
Wow.
20 hits to even battle. And Bow Wow responded to him, you must be sipping too much Ciroc. I can give you 10 before I hit my third album. Well, the versus battle we will be getting... 2 Chainz versus Rick Ross. That is taking place next Thursday night, August 6th at 8 p.m.
Come on, man. Rick Ross is going to dominate 2 Chainz.
Yeah, buddy.
We always say that, but then it always ends up being a battle, at least. I'm not saying that 2 Chainz is going to win. I'm just saying he might be able to keep up
with
him.
Timbaland said this about Bow Wow, which I think he was doing it as a joke, but 2 Chainz doesn't have 20 hits. Maybe.
He has features.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you go by his features, well, in that case, but he doesn't have 20 songs of his own.
He might surprise you.
I mean, he does have 20 songs of his own, but he doesn't have 20 good songs of his own.
And Megan Thee Stallion still recovering from being shot in her feet, both mentally and physically. She's been sharing a lot on social media the past couple days. One thing we learned yesterday, Megan received flowers and a card from Rihanna. She revealed it in a picture. She was wearing a piece from Rihanna's Savage Fenty collection, for which Megan is a brand partner. The card read, quote, wishing you a full and speedy recovery. Just know you've got a whole crew over here sending good vibes your way. Love Rihanna and the Fenty Corp gang. Now, this, of course, is one day after Megan opened up about how hurt she was seeing all the stories and jokes floating around about the shooting. One person who played a part in that, I told you guys, was model Drea Michelle, who apparently is now out of a gig because of it.
Wow.
Drea was a brand ambassador for Savage Fenty, which, by the way, I love Savage Fenty lingerie. It's gorgeous. But since Drea's post mocking the shooting, she's been pulled from the website. All pictures of her have been taken down, and rumor has it she has lost her deal with Savage Fenty completely.
Wow.
All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so the Bruins announced that they will be locking arms during the national anthem as a sign of solidarity with the Black community. I like that. The Sox lost to the Mets 8-3.
Dumpster
That's their fourth
fire.
In a row they've lost, right? In their final scrimmage game, the Celtics lost to the Rockets 137-112. Now, none of the starters played for the Celtics, but if you want to see a highlight, Carson Edwards of the Celtics, right?
Okay.
He dunks on James Harden. Just look it up. It's phenomenal. If you're going to go back and watch the game, it's actually at 8:55 in the third quarter. Don't ask me how
Twitter.
I know. I just know.
Okay.
All right. He kills it.
He does.
Right? Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, he just signed the largest contract in sports history, but he's about that long money. He's part owner of the Kansas City Royals and Major League Baseball now. Right.
Brilliant.
Doesn't have to work for his money. His money is now working for him. And Patriot fans, I know it hurt, but Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, Marcus Cannon, and Brandon Bolden have all apparently opted not to play this season because of COVID concerns. I know it hurts, but it gets even crazier. Maybe Bill Belichick truly has embraced his dark side and is the Darth Vader of sports, all right? So Adam Schefter, who is very trusted by everybody, said he got an actual text from an executive, and it went something like this. You know Bill is masterminding all of this somehow. Adam goes, for what reason? And the exec said, I don't know. That's why he is who he is.
That's when you know you have respect, when all of the great players on your team are like, I'm not going to play. And people are like, he's playing games.
Nah, right. I don't think he's playing any games. He's just gotten to the heads of everybody else. So, it is what it is. Let's just cancel the season and restart next season.
No, let's cancel. When's Brady planning to retire? Let's just cancel up until he retires. No. And that way he'll never have played for another team besides the Patriots.
We can all... wish, and that's just sports.
All right, today's good news. Ainsley and Molly are 8-year-old friends whose families formed a quarantine bubble together so that they could socialize. And that's when the girls caught the baking bug. At first, they were just baking for their families, but then decided that they wanted to make a bakery so they could share what they made with a lot of people. Then they started Rose Bakeries, selling cakes and cookies to neighbors in the area. And with the money that they make, they donate the profits to Feed the Frontline, which makes free free meals for frontline workers. In a few weeks, they've made enough to donate more than $200. Molly's mother says that they're learning that their community is much more than themselves and their family and friends. That's your good news in this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.